Friday night, the combined forces of the Lansing Symphony, the MSU Choral Union, the University Chorale, and the State Singers will be on stage at the Wharton Center to perform one of the undeniable masterworks of musical history, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Current State's Jamie Paisley sat down with the maestro, Timothy Muffet, who will be conducting the concert, which contains one of the world's most famous melodies.
Of course, what everyone knows is the Ode to Joy, a very famous melody and text that is in the conclusion of the symphony in the final movement. And that's the point where anyone would recognize this music. It's everywhere. But it's really a full-length experience, you know, in the way that watching a play or a movie is a full-length experience, and that every moment from the beginning to the end is crafted towards the end.
Yeah.
And the opening movements, for example, well, the first movement is just a headlong thrust without rest. There is just no moment of breath in the first movement. In a typical symphony sonata movement, there are really clearly articulated moments of what we call cadence, or where things kind of come to a pause, and perhaps it's a stopping point towards another destination. But it's interesting to me how that first movement never stops. It just, even when there's a second theme that changes the character and it's a little more lyrical, the arrival point is almost non-existent. It just appears, and there's still the sense of forward motion to it. And I find that the way that this whole symphony is put together is really that these first three movements are all leading up to the final movement, where the Ode to Joy appears.
The full forces.
Right. And there's an interesting balance to that final movement, too. It's the longest of all the movements, and as if to be that counterweight to the first three that build up to it.
And the texture changes in that final kind of 20 minutes or so for that final movement, like a secondary symphony within that symphony of itself.
Very much so. The instrumentation changes. Beethoven brings in a percussion section, which is unheard of in a Beethoven symphony up to this point. We've had no percussion aside from timpani, but he brings in bass drum, cymbals, triangle, the Janissary complement that he picked up from Haydn, who had done the same thing in his military symphony, and Mozart in The Abduction from the Seraglio. But here they appear in a symphony. He also, in the fourth movement, brings in the piccolo and the contrabassoon and the trombones. The trombones make a brief cameo appearance in the second movement, but they are really in the game in the fourth movement. So there, he beefs up the forces. And then, of course, he adds a chorus and four soloists, four vocal soloists in the final movement, too. So it's a dramatic shift from the sound world of the previous three movements.
Yeah.
Speaking with Maestro Timothy Muffet of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra about this Friday's concert at the Wharton Center in East Lansing, a performance anchored by the landmark final symphony by Beethoven, the Choral Symphony, And speaking of that choral element, how does that relationship work with the MSU College of Music, since for the trio of choirs joining the LSO Friday night are the MSU Choral Union, the University Chorale, and the State Singers? Say one wanted to put on a choral symphony or a Brahms German Requiem. How does that process work with MSU?
Well, we've had a longstanding relationship with David Rail, who is an extraordinary colleague, and in musical ways and in just collaborative ways. You know, he and I speak, get together every year and discuss what's coming up. And then he also works with his colleague, Jonathan Reed, in preparing the choruses. We have not only the students, but there's also the community component to the choruses as well. And they end up always sounding wonderful. And it's a collaboration that we really cherish in the Lansing Symphony.
Yeah. Are the soloists that are coming to this weekend's concert, where are they pulled from?
Well, these are all people that I have worked with in the past. When we have a quartet, you know, it's very important that the four singers be well suited to each other, which usually in this world means that they're at similar points of their career and similar points, not only of vocal development, but physiological development. Yeah. And because then you get a nice blended sound and
Heldon tenors sticking out.
Right, exactly. And I mean, the human voice is something that changes through one's lifetime and takes on different elements, remaining beautiful, but there's a difference between a 30-year-old voice and a 50-year-old voice. Not that one's better than the other, they're just different. And so I have a fairly large stable of singers with whom I've worked over the years, and so I kind of look into that stable, and some of these are people that our audience will recognize. Dominic Armstrong has sung with us before, the tenor. Jonathan Beyer has sung with us before, both in classical, and he sang on a Holiday Pops. There will be some familiar faces up there, and then we have two wonderful ladies joining us as well.
Yeah. In terms of pedagogy, because obviously Professors David Rail and Jonathan Reed, they are focused a lot on bringing repertoire to the young voices of the chorus as well. But the LSO certainly has a large component of that as well. I mean, at the moment, I think you're still working on getting ready for the side-by-side part of teaching kids as well. Is that also one of the goals of having these large-scale chorus works?
Yes, I think it is, in that certainly the students of the Michigan State College of Music have many great performance opportunities within the College of Music. But here's an opportunity to come into a professional orchestra setting with a different audience and sing this extraordinary piece of music with extraordinary group of soloists. So yeah, it's hopefully a wonderful synergy that we create with the College of Music.
Yeah. Now, the Beethoven's Ninth ends with the famous Ode to Joy, which is also the anthem of the European Union. That is rather funnily paired with the coronation anthem used at every British monarch's coronation, dating back to 1727. And obviously, it's a funny pairing now in this kind of post-Brexit world that we're in. But what is that anthem?
Having a chorus on hand already for the end of the Beethoven Symphony, this seemed like a great time to do one of the Handel coronation anthems, Zadok the Priest, which has kind of had a life of its own since it was written for the coronation of King George and has appeared in many royal ceremonies in modern times. But from my perspective, what I love about it is the pairing of Handel and Beethoven. Beethoven in his last period, what we kind of recognize as his last compositional period, really came back to the music of Handel very much, more than he had at any other point in his career. And we hear it in the contrapuntal writing, we hear it in the spirit of the music, and here's an opportunity to set that up as bookends, Handel opening the program, Beethoven closing the program. We've already got the chorus in place. It's a joyous, celebratory work, and it just fits into the theme of the evening very nicely.
Yeah. And in the middle of that, we head into the town square with an American, kind of the guy when it comes to contemporary tonalist composers,
sure.
John Carigliano.
Right. And this piece, Gazebo Dances, it sounds exactly like what one would think when we hear a title, Gazebo Dances. It's joyous times, happy times in the summer, outdoors. One can conjure up any number of scenarios that would apply to this, but it's all joyous music.
The Lansing Symphony Orchestra plays John Carigliano's Gazebo Dances this Friday in a concert where Maestro Timothy Muffet will also be leading the MSU Choral Union, the University Chorale, and the State Singers in Handel's coronation anthem, Zadok the Priest. But the peak of Friday's concert is Beethoven's ninth and final symphony, which concludes with his famous Ode to Joy. Tickets and more information can be found online at lansingsymphony.org. Maestro Timothy Muffet, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.